Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning rise. She yich you. Suschaich hevefega bas michal dispasia. And it's based on Torah that I received from our Rabbi Yekon Gol Ruchai Merhar with Shlita. One of the malachas that are also on Shabbos and Yom Tov is malachas attacking money. One is now allowed to fix a kli. Now, we find that the Isser of Misakin Mana is also in something that you're not allowed to use it, and you're metaking it halachically and not only in the Metzias. For example, Beta 18a, the opinion of Rava, that you're not allowed to be Matbil Kalim on Shabbos because it's like metaking Kli. Rashi Sukkalam Gimlam and Aleph, you're not allowed to remove the berries from the Hadas on Yom Tov in order to be machshir for the mitzvah Arba Mina Midrabanan, because it's Damila Misak and Kli, Chumas Hadesh and Simon and Dalid, that if you say that it's Asur Dirabanan, that Isur Dirabanan, you're allowed to be Mevatel Beroiv Heter, nevertheless in Shabbos Yom Tov is Asur, because that's called a Tikkun. We also find Mitakin Ba'adam, that one is not allowed to align the limbs of an infant, Asove Yanuka, of Nachman Asers, just like he Asers making a drug to induce vomiting. The problem is that he's fixing the body. You're not allowed to induce vomiting by ingesting an emetic. And here he's not doing it for the purposes of health, but for the sake of emptying the digestive tract to enable oneself to continue eating and drinking. So since it's not for health, it can't be out the rule of medicinal remedies. Rather, it's prohibited because it's a type of tikkun haguf. So you see that you're not allowed to do tikkunim for the guf on Shabbos. You see him attacking Ba'adam, you see him attacking in Halacha, of fixing a Kli, fixing a Hadas, being Mevatel Isser Barov. We also find that in theory a Tamei person is not allowed to go to Mikvah on Shabbos, if not for the fact that it looks like he's going to cool off. And therefore it's mutter, otherwise it would be aser, because it's tikkun gavra. The tzlach in psachim peyamid aleph divra matzul iyaz mechadish abik chidish. And that is that in psachim 65b, we say that hazaz efer paral atame in Shabbos and Yom Tov is aser. Rashi says, you know why you're not allowed to sprinkle the efer paral and the tame in Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because it's metakin gavra, and so it's the Rambam Shabbos 23:8. Or Sameach asks parenthetically, why Rambam and Rashi don't say Azaz Aser Gzeir Hashem Yavi Renu, like Rabbi says in Psachim, and of Samach Tesam and Aleph. Akoponim, they say it's because it's Metake and Gavra. So the Tzlach is Mechadesh, that's Tamei Meis, requires Hazah on the third and seventh day. And only Hazan, the seventh day, is Aser B'Shabbos. Again, Hazah is Aser, but only on the seventh day, because on the third day, you're not fixing anything, because you still need the Hazan the seventh day. And the Tzlach adds that even though on the seventh day, you're still not completely tar, you still need to do Tefillah, but it's B'yado Litfal, and after Tefillah, is Mutter B'Maiser. So the Torah of the seventh, the Hazah of the seventh day, is Hachlachli significant, but that of the third day, nothing changed in the person. So Mimela, on the third day, you're allowed to do Hazan Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of the Tzlach. So this Chiddush of the Tzlach, that on the third day, he is not metaken anything, is not so pashut. The Mishnah in Maseches Chagige and Daf Chof Omid Beis tells us that Kelim HaNigmorim Mitahara, that Kalin, that Samach v'gmar melachtam, they're ready royal kabbal tumah, they were careful that they should remain tar, require tevila l'kodesh if you use them for kodesh, but not for truma. They don't require tevila for truma. Says the Gemara on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph that they require tevila for kodesh and not for truma. The Gamrinu Man says kelim anigmorim b'tahara. Mihu shegamar kelim eila b'tahara. Who finished these kelim in tahara? If you're going to say that a chaver who's zari b'dinei tahara finished them, lamalu tevila. What do they need tevila for? So it must be gamrinu amaretz. So frak the gemara nigmarim b'tahara kari lehu. You call that nigmarim b'tahara if it was finished by an amaretz? That doesn't sound like it's nigmarim b'tahara. Actually, the Mishnah is dealing with vessels that a chaver completed, and they're impure for a kachim because of a concern that the spittle of an am aretz might have fallen on them. So the kli was nigmar de chaver, but maybe there's a little bit of rock that was came out of the mouth of the am aretz that was tamen, was mitami the kli. Because of this chash, we require tefila lekodesh. The Gemara, the Nofal Emas. When did it fall? When did this fall? This hypothetical spittle. Ilem Makami Delig Marei Halav Mona. If we say that it was before he completed the vessel, it's not a Kliya. Elabasu de Gamre, but after he finished, Mizr Zayirba. No, he's careful about it. He's a Chaver. Says the Gemara, Lola Makami de Gamre, Vadilma Bidna de Gamre Adain Lachayi. No, actually, we must explain that the spittle fell before he completed it, when the chaver was not yet guarding it against impurity. And Chum were concerned that perhaps the moment when he completed the vessel, the spittle was still moist, and thus still capable of defiling the finished vessel, for the continued presence of the spittle on the vessel might have escaped the attention of the chaver. So the Gemara's Medayek, and Lashon the Mishnah, Tzrichim Tvila Kodesh Tvilin, Havaharev Shem Mishlo. That we only require tevila for kodesh, but not harev shemesh. And tovim la kodesh after the tevila, you don't need to wait until the night. Because if they required harev shemesh, the Mishnah would have told us afrek the Gemara. So that would mean masnisim delok Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah then is shaloka de Rabbi Eliezer. In the following Mishnah that we see that he requires for tefikelim hanigmarim b'tara even harev shemesh. It says in the Mishnah in Pola, he dalid shvoferet. A tube shechotcha that was cut and prepared for a chatas to put in a day for paraduma. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Yitbol Miyad. Rebbe Eliezer says, "Tovel it immediately." She called kliya makabel tuma. Because any kli that's makabel tuma is used for the paraduma requires tefila before it is used. Rabbi Yeshua argues and he says no. First be matami it be a daim and then be tovel it. The Gemara is going to explain why. So in order to prove from this Mishnah that according to Rabbi Eliezer, kelim anigmarim b'tahara require harev shemesh. The Gemara first explains the Mishnah. Vinanba, we asked the Beis Medrash on this Mishnah, the Chatchaman, who cut it? Who prepared this too? Ilema the Chatcha Chaver, if you're going to say that it's a Chaver, Imke, if so, Lamali Tvila. Why don't we need Tvila according to Rabbi Eliezer? Even though we're going to see that we do. This tefillah is lahotzim liben shel tzedukim. Nevertheless, if there's no tum at all, this tefillah has no heker lahotzim liben shel tzedukim to disabuse us from what the tzedukim thought. Everybody knows it's tar. So if it's a chata chaver, what do we need to put in the mikvah for? It's already tar. So al dochat chamaretz, it must be an amaretz. B'hal lemer Rabbi Yeshua, yitame v'yitmol, atame v'kai. Why, if it's a chatcham aretz, then what does Rabbi Yeshua say? Yitame v'yitbol, it's already tame. V'amarabba bar bar shiva, amarabba zeshuel, Nevertheless, it requires tefillah because of the spittle of the Am Haaretz. Denafal Amos, when did it fall? If it's before he cut a lav, it's not a money yet. If it's after he cut it, so Mizr Zayba is very careful. Really, we're talking about before he cut it. Maybe at the time that he cut it, maybe it's still wet from the moisture of the spittle, and therefore it's mitame. So that's why they require tefillah lechatas just like they require tefillah b'chol hakelim anigmar v'tar v'kodesh. The very same reason. Because of the spittle of the Am Haaretz. That's why Rabbi Elazar says to be tovelit. So after the Gemara explained the Ikar Din that we require tefillah for achatos, for the same reason that we require tefillah lekelam and gemara v'tar lekodesh, so now the Gemara explains the kashish that from Rabbi Eliezer we're going to prove that kelam and gemara v'tara requires harib shemesh. So Gemara says bishlam the Rabbi Yoshua who says yitami v'yitbal first year matami the shesheres v'yed shofares v'yedayim. We understand how to get care of the tzukim. Through this, there's a heker that we shouldn't follow the das at tzukim or cry for b'torah shabal peh. It's not because the Mishnah says matame hayu the sakar in the service of parah, they would be matame the kohen who burned the parah before the sreifa and then matel them immediately. Study sorry for 20 full yom before harav shemesh, and they did this in order to be mefarsim the din that a parah is kshera boifin zeh. While the hoitzim miliban to be moitzim miliban shall tztukim from the das of the tztukim to preclude from the opinion of the tztukim shayu oimrim that they used to say b'me'oirvei shemesh only by those who are toharim gemurim that they already had harav shemesh after tefila hoisa nasis only through them the paraduma was done and not b'tefula yoim. So they were metame the kohen who was sorry for the para to show. But no, it's done with the tefillah yom. And this shofar is also according to Yeshua. We understand that the reason they're matami b'yadayim, so a gemura that requires harav shemesh, and they're matbil in it to be mishtamish. For efer chatos before harav shemesh, in order to be motzi melivim shel tztukim, in other words, Eliezer who says matbil emesah shofaras immediately from this tuma. And you're not metame with another tuma. Yeah, Mr. Shlema, Ba'am Abin and Harav Shemesh. If you say that normally you require Harav Shemesh. If you say that B'chol Tvilas Kelam Hanigmar Metara Lekodesh, you require Harav Shemesh, we understand. Hanra Dika Kera Letztukim. So here there's a heker for the Tztukim. But even though this Kli is not tar for Kodesh until Harav Shemesh, they use it for the paraduma, and it's nicker that you don't need harav shemesh for the chatas. Eliyam is ba'am aloy bin in harav shemesh, but if you say that kol hakelim anigmarim b'tahara, you don't require harav shemesh, they become tar immediately. Ma'i kera l'tztukim mikam, what sort of heker is there for the tztukim? For this, in this tvila became tar for everything, even for kodesh. If you hold that normally you don't need Harav Shemesh, B'chol and Akelam and Gemara Matari, you don't need Harav Shemesh. So this became Torah even for the, this became Torah immediately. So what are you being Motzi Melib Mishal Tztukim? Well, that it wasn't done with by someone who requires Harav Shemesh, or by something that requires Harav Shemesh. This doesn't require Harav Shemesh, this, according to this tzad. Normally, we don't require harav shemesh for kelam and gemara b'tahara. So, I've been toivel it and using it. It's not motzi and liv mishal tztukim. So, what did you help? We want to be motzi and liv mishal tztukim. So al karchach, it must be that Rabbi Eliezer holds that kelim anigmar mitah requires harev shemesh, and therefore you don't have to be mitami the shvaferis with a different tuma in order to make a heter, can I heker for the tzdukim and then be toivelit, but rather just being toivelit immediately is fine because that also requires harev shemesh. And for the Mishnah, we were medayek that you don't require harev shemesh. And that's what the Mishnah says. It says, Tvila in Harib Shemesh lo. It only requires Tvila and Harib Shemesh, that's not like Rabbi Eliezer. Amarav, no. Lo oilam, Rabbi Eliezer's moide, shekele manigmar in bitaira. Don't require Harib Shemesh for Kodesh, like we were medayik for the Mishnah. And nevertheless, there is a heker for the tztukim when he's toivel this shvayferis. What's the heker? Asua ketame sheretz kvomar shechmiru. They were machmir in the tum of this shvayferis that's used for the efer paraduma. To view it as if it's tame sheretz, which is an avat tumah. So it emerges that the shvayferis is a rishon letumah, as she explains. And it's not like other kelim anigmar b'tara that are like shlishi l'tuma, shepoisel kodesh v'lo truma. B'kol tamei sheretz tzarich harev shemesh. So we're dealing here with a rishon l'tuma that it's tamei sheretz, and that requires harev shemesh. And this shveferes, Kedei lahotzim libim shel tztukim, you use without Harib Shemesh. In other words, our Mishnah is also according to Rabbi Eliezer. Really, Rabbi Eliezer is moide, like the Mishnah holds, that kelim anigmar b'tara don't require Harib Shemesh. But here we're talking about this shoiferes that's used for the mechatos, for the efer paraduma. So that has a din of a rishon l'tumah, of being Tomei Sheretz. And that taka requires Harib Shemesh. So that's why you toivel it, and you use it in the meantime, in order to show that even though we didn't do Harib Shemesh, if we didn't have Harib Shemesh, you can still use it. So it is Lahotzim Mimshel Tztukim. Correct the Gemara, Me'ata, that you made the Shvaferetz like a Tomei Sheretz. Shihu hi rishon l'tumeh. Lo tatame adam. It shouldn't be matame a person, because rishon l'tum is not matame a person, it's only matame ochin umashkin. So lo matanya choychu matbila ton tfila. Why do we learn in a braisa that the person who's choychech l'shveferes, and so to the person who's matbilit for the chatas, for the mechatas, ton tfila. In other words, this sheretz is this shreferis is mitame. If it's a rishon l'tumah, how's it mitame? So Gemara changes its mind. It says velasu ketame meis. Wow, you make it as if it became tame meis. So it has a din of an avat tumah, and it's mitame adam bekelim, and that's why it's mitame the person who cuts it in his matkulit. In fact, the Gemara yachi. This shveferes, if they made it like a tamei meis, should require sprinkling on the third and the seventh day. Alam etanya. So why do we learn on a braise? Choyt chomat bila ton tvila. Tvila in hazal shlishi v'shvi lo. Why does the person? It says that the person who cuts it and is matvila requires tefila. Tefila, yes, hazah shlishi v'shvi, no. So the kasha of the Gemara, l'chayra, enam uven, it doesn't make sense. Because we could say that the shveferis itself, we could say that shveferis itself is kechli shenitma v'meis and requires hazah on the third and seventh day. But the person who cuts it doesn't, because he's only a Rishon. He doesn't require Hazara 3 and 7. So some explain the Kasha of the Gemara al Pishitas HaRamba, Hilchos Tumas Meis 5:3, and other Rishonim, that creates V'chen Shara Kelim L'vad Kli Cheres Shenaga B'meis Metame Yodim B'Kelim Kamo HaMeis Atzmai Midin Cherev Arei G'cholol. So it has a din of a mace. V'anu Geba Kli Zeh, and if someone touches this Kli, he requires Hazah 3 and 7. So the person who touches the a Kli that touches the mace is going to require, it's like he himself touched the mace, and he's going to require Hazah 3 and 7. So it turns out that the din shfeiferes is kechli shemitim of a mace. And it's metame, like the mace itself, and the person who touches it requires Hazah 3 and 7. That's the Menchas Chinuch, Rei Samach Kimul Chaf, and the Rame Sadeh. Other Rishonim hold, no, that only by Kli Matchis we say Cherev Rei Kuchol, but Kli Eitz and other Kelim, we don't say that. Rashi and Shabbos Kofala from the days. Ro'ov Mekaymus, other Rishonim, Ayim and Chas Chinuch, there, and Os Yud Ches, Rei Samach Kimul, Mishnah Melech, Chas Tumas Meis over there in 5:3. So they would learn Pshat in the Gemara here, that we're referring to the Shveferes. The Shveferes should require Hazah 3 and 7. And the Brisa should have mentioned that. If it didn't, then it doesn't require Hazah 3 and 7. Akopanim, that's the Kasha of the Gemara. The Kasha of the Gemara is, so let either the person require Hazah 3 and 7, or the Shveferes require Hazah 3 and 7 if it's really Ketumas Meis. And it doesn't. So Ella Asua Ketami Meis, Ketami Meis B'Shvi Shalom. So the rabbis made it like a Tamei Meis on his seventh day, and the seventh day of his Tahara. V'achar Hazaat Shlishi V'Shvi'i, after the Hazah of 3 and 7, that all he requires is Tevila. And nevertheless, as long as he wasn't Tevil, his din is an Avat Tuma. The din of the Shveferes is like a Tamei Meis on the seventh day after Hazah on the third and the seventh day. And before the Tevila, it has a din of an Avat Tuma, and it's Metame Adam Bekelim. So this Shveferes only requires Tevila, and yet it's still Metame Adam Bekelim. So according to the Rishonim that we mentioned, that it creates, it's Tamei Meis is Metame like the Meis itself, L'chair, it still doesn't make sense. Because sof, when this person touches this Shveferes, he's Tamei Kenogev Meis Atzmai. And therefore you should require Hazah Shlishi V'Shvi. And even though the din of the Shveferes is like Tamei Meis B'Shvi Shelo, even after Hazah B'Yom HaShvi'i, but since it still hasn't had Tevila, if it touches a person, so he should require Hazah Shlishi V'Shvi'i. According to the opinion, Kaloshen HaRashash, the Cherev Arei Kuchol B'Chol HaKelim, according to that Shita, he brings from Tosfos in Nazir 54b, V'Adam HaNogeh B'Tonu Hazah Gimel V'Zayin Ayin Sham, and a person who touches a Kli that touched the mace requires Hazah 3 and 7. So Vakasha Dada Machotcha Labai Hazah. So a person who cuts this shvoferes, this tube, should require Hazah 3 and 7, because it's still they touched it's like he touched the mace. So the kal yesh leimar de lo asur rak kekelim bekelim all vadim mitimei meis. He says the pasha teretz is that there was a special kula here. That not only were they not machmir and the shveferis to require hazal shlishi v'shvi, rather they made it like tamei meis b'shvi shelo after hazal. Another kula is we don't view it as if it was nitma b'meis, that it's tamei like the meis itself, but rather kedin adam shenitma b'meis or kli anogeah b'meis, and the nogeah bo only requires tevila. That's the first teretz of the Rashash. And then the Rashash says, and that's why the person only requires tefillah, but I want to say a chiddush. That if someone was nageya, Bekalim, that became Tamei Meis on their seventh day after Hazah, before Tevilah, they can be other regal, and they only require Tevilah and Harev Shemesh Kamoim. Kumokin b'chol yom yom rishon ve'elach yushlam tumasam yachad im ha'kelim shekiblu tumasam mehem shlo yu chamurim mimetamim. They're going to have the same status as what's mitame them. So since this kli that was mitame, the person, this shvoferis, or any kli, it's on the seventh day after tefillah, after hazah. So the person's going to adopt the same status, seventh day after hazah. And any day he becomes tame from this kli, he's going to have that day. So if it's on the second day, the third day, the third day, the fourth day, the fourth day. That's a big chiddush of the Rashash. I have to tell you that this Rashash got a lot of press. A lot of talk about this Rashash, which I'd like to talk about it more in a future shir. Amir Tz Hashem. Now, Kopanim, you see that every additional day that passes from the seventh day, the Kli becomes more and more tar. So the Rashash wanted to say that you can do Hazah on the third day because there's no nafkamina on the third day. Nothing is changing. You only can't do the only tikkun is on the seventh day, but not on the third day. But according to what we're saying now, we see that there is a tikkun on the third day. And for example, if a person touches this kli on the fourth day, so the person is not going to require Hazah. Because the Zah on the third day is already partially matayr. So this Kli became more Tara on the third day after Hazah than it was on the second day. So it does make one more. You can't say there's no difference between the third day and the second. It's only the Tara is only on the seventh day now. The third day is more Tara than the second day. And again, nafkamina, if someone touches this Kli after Hazah on the third day, he's not going to require Hazah. Because Hazah makes the Kli more tar. So it's fair to say like the Rashash, according to this, it's fair to say like the Tzlach, that you're allowed to do Hazah on the third day, because you weren't attacking anything. Yes, you were. The Kli is becoming more tar on the third day. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we'd like to go into the Guf HaChidush of the Tzlach, that by doing a tikkun, it still remains Aser. It's not Aser on Shabbos Mishum Atake. And that's why he permitted Hazah on the third day, because he says you're not making a tikkun. So if it still be Suro, even after the tikkun, It's not considered a tikkun, and it's not asur on Shabbos. So we're going to discuss that, please God, in the next shir. B'li neder in the coming shir. And please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.